The following commentary does not necessarily reflect the views of the staff and management of WBCA or the Boston Neighborhood Network. If you would like to express another opinion, you can address your comments to Boston Neighborhood Network, 3025 Washington Street, Boston, Massachusetts, 02119. To arrange a time for your own commentary, you can call WBCA at 617-708-3215 or email radio at bnnmedia.org.
I'm here, Boston. Again, I'm your host, Larry Higginbottom, and the name of the program, From the Trenches, baby. From the Trenches, Observation from the Trenches, Observation from the Trenches. You're listening to WBCA 102.9 FM, WBCA 102.9 FM in Boston. Hope you're doing well out there, wherever you are. Hope you had a nice day at work. Hope you're home with your feet up, enjoying a hot cup of tea or hot chocolate. And I got some more thoughts to put out in the atmosphere if you consider. Again, I'm never here to denigrate or belittle anybody, just to put some thoughts out there for you to think, and also to compare and contrast some of our own beliefs that we've been indoctrinated with these last God knows how long. A lot going on in the world today. A lot's going on. Since October 7th, you see a whole lot going on, both here and abroad, with President Trump, President Biden, just invasion down at the southern border. Whole lot of stuff going on. America's at a crossroad. It's definitely at a crossroad. No doubt about that, you know. But came to my mind last couple of weeks, this word oppression. And what I came upon the stump, or just sat down with, oppression must have the consent of people for it to be actualized. Again, oppression must have the consent of the people for it to be actualized. What are you trying to say, Larry? People must be indoctrinated, socialized, and groomed for oppression to take place and be maintained. Be it here in America, be it over in Palestine, be it anywhere in the world, the ruling class, right, must indoctrinate, right, the population with the idea that what they want to do is in your best interest, that what they are doing is in your best interest. And this group of people are the reason that you are not faring well, or you're threatened, or your quality of life is going to be undermined, or something. As I look around our community, I look around the world, one of the biggest perpetrators of this oppression, it's mass media. And I say that because one thing October 7th brought home to me is that I was totally unaware what had transpired over there in Palestine, how it got started. You know, forget the Jewish history. I ain't got to go back no 4,000 years. They've been fighting all this time. No, just on how we got involved, why we're there. I, like many, took my cue from what was reported on the 6 p.m., 11 p.m. news, etc. It was always from the point of view, right, that the Arabs or Palestinians had did some very egregious. Never knew how this thing got started. Never knew how we got over there. It wasn't until I was asked to read two writings, one by former President Carter, called Palestine, Peace, Not Apartheid. For more information, you should read that. Another one I read, she asked me to read, was The Israeli Lobby and U.S. Foreign Policy. And both these literatures came out, I think, in 2006, 2008. And President Carter, I think, book was a New York Times bestseller. So the info was out there. But like millions and millions and millions of Americans, I was ignorant. So the oppression was allowed to persist. And so as I look around and think about our country, when the reason why ADOS, Americans into Slavery, has been allowed to persist in this country, because the ruling class have painted a narrative of my community as being lazy, shiftless, violent, making babies, you name it, the worst in humanity has been painted towards us. And you have to have a mechanism, right, to do that. Mass communication, be it in print or in visual media, you need some way to project your belief into the marketplace whereby your people will believe that what you're selling is true. And then they, in turn, become the agent of oppression by denying, excluding, or downright murdering people based on the false narrative that you have put out into the marketplace, to the airways. And so as I come to think that oppression must have the consent of other people, or it cannot be. It cannot be. And so I really want to just put out something to the atmosphere for the young folks. Because, you know, I'm a baby boomer. I'm age 70 now. My group is getting ready to retire. Get out your way as you take to the stage. I really want to just caution you about believing everything that you hear and see on this white corporate-owned media. Because its primary function is to influence what you think and what you believe to achieve its own objective in so-called your best interest. You heard it, national interest. I got to protect I'm here to protect the American people. And I come to realize that we Americans, we have no idea, if we be honest, what our government is doing. We really don't. Because everything is always what? Concealed by national security, national interest. It's a national security issue, so we can't say nothing. But we have no idea what's going on in the world, in the name of the people, of the American people. And so what I want the young people who's coming behind us, baby boomers, to really, 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 really come to terms with is that you really need to be very skeptical about what you absorb on this white corporate-owned media. Because the only thing they're doing is presenting to you a narrative to get you to co-sign, right, or endorse the policies that they want to enact. All in your name. All in our name. For the people. You hear them all the time. I'm here to serve the American people. The American people this, the American people that. I contend, after finally reading for myself about the whole Palestinian situation, right, they're not acting on our best interest at all. Not at all. In conclusion, I came to after reading for myself that the Jewish community should have never, ever been formed in Palestine. Having read for myself, I can say without no shadow of a doubt, that community should have never been allowed to be formed on that land. But before that, like most folks, you know, poor Jewish people, look at them. Look at those savage Arabs. Look what they're doing to them. Look what they're doing to them. Never once did I know how God started, you know, who's doing what. Because I had not read for myself. And so the thing I want the young people, especially Gen X, Gen Zs, and millennials, because it's your time, you come to the plate now. It's your time to come to the plate. Your time to come to the podium as we get out your way. I would not believe what I see on the 6 or 11 p.m. news, because what you're seeing there, although these reporters are good people, they're good people, they're what I call prompt readers. They're just reading the teleprompter. It's already been pre-scripted. What they have to say has already been pre-scripted. Be it ABC, Face the Nation, you name it. It's already been pre-scripted. And they can quote these experts for the most part. But you know, you never get a chance to actually hear from the so-called terrorists, or the folks they call terrorists, to say, hey, man, why are you pissed off? Why are you mad? You know, what you angry about? We want to hear from you. We always hear from the Israelis, you know, Netanyahu, but never from the so-called, you know, Hamas or the people there. And I'm read for myself, understand now, the Hamas, right, were elected by the Palestinians. They're Palestinians. They're Palestinians. So again, all this here propaganda about hiding, using human shields, they all are Palestinian. It's like the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. They're still Americans. They might belong to the Democratic Party or Republican Party, or they might be independent, but they're still American. Well, the same there. They're still a Palestinians. Period. Before, during my younger years, my 20s, 30s, you know what I'm saying? The problem here is the PLO. The PLO. Yasser Arafat was the problem. Mr. Arafat was the problem. If we get rid of the PLO, we have peace over here in the Middle East. Once I read for myself, I came to realize, why would you take white European Jews, drop them over there in the Arab land, where you're Arab living on it? These are all Arabs over there. Some Christians, some Jews there in Palestine. Why would you bring all these white European Jews under the pretext of these are God's chosen people? It's in the Bible. Well, also in the Bible, it was said that we blacks were destined to be slaves because of we are descendants of Ham. In the Bible now, that we're supposed to be slaves because of we were descendants of Ham. Anybody notice the correlation? The correlation? All in the Bible. So you're going to drop off these white European Jews into a land full of all brown people, Arabs. And by force, they're going to take this land by force. And you think that you're going to get them to just, okay, we're just going to give you what you want and walk away? What idiot, that's right, what idiot would do something like that? But we know who. And so once I started to come into heightened awareness by reading for myself, I kind of realized, although America's a great country, don't get me wrong, she's a great country. I will not dispute that at all. She's a great, great country. I will not dispute that. Have been blessed to travel myself around the world, you know. America's my home. No doubt about that. No doubt about that. But she wicked, 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 wicked. We have no idea what our country's doing. The truth be told, Americans, we have no idea what she's doing. Doing my own research, we are in 80 countries. They said we have, I think, like 750 bases. 750 bases in 80 countries. Well, that goes far beyond our own security. And who made us the watchdog of the world anyway? Always, I mean, this guy's a promoting democracy. Promote democracy. We have no idea, right? No idea what has been done in the name of democracy and freedom. We really don't. Because all we get is a prescript report to keep us brainwashed, right, and indoctrinated, right, to condone the path that our government is on. So I want the young people to really, really, really just give some thought to this simple statement. For oppression to exist, for oppression, exploitation to exist, it must have the consent of the people. In America, as a member of ADOS, America's Under Slave, we have been fighting and pushing back against white supremacy since emancipation, since Lincoln signed that document in 1863. That's 161 years. Why has it been such a slow process up in the air? Because the masses of the white community has been what indoctrinated to condone this oppression, this exploitation. It doesn't work without people. Oppression does not work without the consent of the people. And so, as much as we've been pushing back, the status quo has been maintained because the platform of mass communication have always depicted my community in a very unfavorable light. That okay or confirms the exploitation. And if you apply that same analogy throughout the world, you know, it's true. You cannot have oppression without the consent of the people. Because they are the ones who are doing the dirty work. I also read a book that depicted 100 years of lynching in this country. 100 years of lynching. Name of the book. It's called 100 Years of Lynching. And in each one of those incidents, it'll always be some prominent member of the white community, you know, landowner, whatever, you know, successful guy, you know, would always rile up the regular white people to do the dirty work of lynching people, burning downtown. When I look at, I read about the condition that led up to, in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Black Wall Street being burned down, it was prominent white folks who, when they heard that supposedly this black guy had sexually assaulted this white woman, which he didn't, but it's always what they always said. Well, you got the regular white folks, right? Joe regulars, so riled up, they burned down the whole damn town. The same thing happened in Wilmington, North Carolina. It's always the so-called well-to-do or affluent member of the white community to get their members of the rank and file to do the dirty work. And so that's why I come to this conclusion that for oppression to exist, you must have the consent of the people. Because the people are the ones who are going to do the dirty work. They're the ones going to do the mass killing. They're the ones who are going to do the, you know, discrimination. You know, they're the ones who are going to do. They're not hiring people, not giving folks loans or whatever. They're the one that keeps this here virus alive and active. But again, I'm your host Larry Higginbottom, the name of the show, from the trenches, baby. You're listening to WBCA 102.9 FM. Listen to WBCA 102.9 FM. My topic today is, for oppression to exist, you must have the consent of the people. Because the people are the ones who actually do the dirty work. They're the ones who carry out the deathly deeds of intimidating, all right, harassing, excluding people, denying people. The elites are the one who set that virus in motion, but the actual one on board, on hand to do the dirty work, are Joe Regular and Mrs. Regular. So, if you're not well-read for yourself, if you're not informed for yourself, you can be easily bamboozled or hoodwinked to be consenting into oppression of people because you have bought hook, line, and sinker what mass media is projecting out into the atmosphere. That these people are the reason why you're not doing well. These people are the reason why life ain't good for you. These people are the reason why you're not safe. And this you can check out for yourself. The FBI just released its annual report that shows that crime is down. Crime is down. Yes, it is. Crime is down. And I understand now why the fear of crime is so pervasive. Think about this here now. This is what they do, mass media. Let's say Larry go into a grocery store, right, or a jewelry store, right, and smash and grab. They will loop that in, that single incident, right, 20 to 30 times. All you see, me walking in with my hammer, my crew, right, smash and grab, boom, 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 boom. So it gives you the impression that all that's going on in the world is smash and grab. Smash and grab. When in fact, the opposite is going on. Not saying it didn't happen now, but the potency, you know, is way exaggerated because all you see is the same incident repeated over and over and over and over again. So if the FBI just released its report that violent crime is down in America. Well, if you listen to Fox and other outlets, they give you the impression that, A, you live in the most violent place on earth is America. Not saying there's not violence now. I'm not saying that. But to the extent You think, right, we're in a war zone. We're in a war zone. You might see a cat on the train, you know, beat somebody down. But all you see is that same incident being looped 30, 40 times. So you get the impression that, boy, the train is a dangerous place to be. Because why? They're beating up people in the T. Not say it didn't happen now, but to what extent? And so media, mass media, is one of the biggest culprits for promoting and maintaining oppression because of the message that it gives out to the masses that these people, without them, life would be okay. Same with the border. Now, I'm not in favor of that border for the last 15, 20, 30 years. Because this here is just not coming to light. They've been coming across that border in mass numbers for, God, 30 or 40 years. The reason why I say that, real simple. And this you can also check out for yourself. If you were to go and look at the 1960 census, right? You should do it. The 1960 census, it would tell you who was in America at that time. Here is who was here at that time, 1960. It's 99.1% was whites and Negroes. That's right. In 1960, 99.1% was white and Negroes. Virtually no Spanish speaking. Virtually no Caribbean to speak of. Virtually no folks from India. Okay. No Asians. Virtually nobody in those groups. You fast forward to right now. So how can the Spanish go from virtually zero? They were not even a half percent. How can they go from not even a 1% to about 20-25% of the population now? About 20-25% of the population right now is Spanish. How? Illegal immigration. All illegal. At the last census report, there were like 68 million identified Spanish speaking. So how can you go in 1960, right? Didn't even make a half percent. Now, I think 2020, last when it was taken, whatever, 2018, you go from zero, right, virtually zero, non-existent, to now you got 68 million are Spanish speaking. Those are all illegals. Those are all illegal people. But again, it was allowed because why? It benefits white people. Nothing goes on in America that does not benefit a segment of the white community. That is what it is. Why? It's their time. They got all the wealth, control all the resources, got all the guns. They're the white man's country. I mean, I don't say to be you know, facetious or smart aleck or be up in the air. It is what it is. It's the white man's country. It's the white man's country. And that conclusion I came to myself about 40 years ago when I started to reinvent myself. This is what it is. And so again, they set the terms. They set the climate. Because why? They own all these platforms. And for the most part, the American public are just puppies out here. We're just indoctrinated puppies out here. Whatever we see on that tube, right, most people take it as gospel. It's gospel. And so we can go there and totally destabilize Iraq on the false narrative that what? They had weapons of mass destruction. Think about it now. We were sold that hook, line, and sinker, not just from the president, Bush, right? Colin Powell went to the UN with his chart showing in these so-called houses or complexes they was building weapons of mass destruction. Okay. So we went and destroyed and decimated this country on a false pretense. And the reason they gave once the troop came out and there was no weapon, well, it was the best intelligence we had. It was the best information we had at the time. Think about it now. You decimated a country. 100,000 people lost their lives. Millions of folks displaced. And the only rebuttal that you have for your wrong decision, right, It was the best information we had at the time. It was a workaround. But why can't nothing be done about it? Because there's nobody out here with the military might to bring America to its knees, or Britain, or all the other folks who was on the team. So, might makes right. And the American people co-signed it. That oppression was co-signed by the American people. We see the same thing going over in Palestine for the last 75 years. Corporate media has made sure that we co-sign this here genocide, that we co-sign this imperialistic act by the narrative that they have put out to the marketplace. Because why? People are not reading for themselves. We don't read. And I'm guilty too. Because up until recently, I had not read not one book about why are we here? How did this thing get started? Forget Jewish history. How do we get here? And reading those two novels allowed me to understand how we got here. That's why I can say without no reservation, nothing against Jews or even Israel. You shouldn't be there. There never should have been a state of Israel being existed on these folks' land. I can say that, but haven't read for myself. And I don't need to be an expert in Jewish history to know right from wrong. Again, I don't need to be an expert in Jewish history to know right from wrong. But on the news, even Bernie Sanders, you know, Chuck Schumer, none of them say the truth. We never should have been put there. We never should have put the Jews there in Palestine, period. But no, it's from this two-state solution. That's all a farce. That's all a con game. How you gonna come and take something from me and say, okay, well, but I got a solution now. We gonna create two states on your land. Come on now. But again, if you're not informed, right, you start to believe that nonsense. And for white non-Jews, they have bought that thing hook, line, and sinker, as well as my group. Because most of my folks were very godly, religion, is in the Bible. The Bible said God promised that land to them. But I also said when we was in chattel slavery, the reason being, because you are a descendant of Ham, and you are cursed to be a slave. In the Bible. It's in the Bible. So again, here we are, being fed a false narrative of oppression, and the people have to consent to it. The people have to consent for oppression to take place. The people have to consent, because why? We do the dirty work. We are the agents that do the dirty work. The elite might put that into the atmosphere, this false narrative, but to make sure this group of people are ostracized, excluded or denied or demonized, Joe Regular, along with Miss Regular and the kids, must do the dirty work of oppressing, excluding, and denying them people access. Even doing murder. It's just who does that? The people who've been brainwashed and indoctrinated to do that. So I want to speak, hopefully, to young people as you come to the stage and you take over, get out your way. Hope to be very conscious that corporate-owned media primary function is to influence what you believe and what you think, only to do what it wants to do. And what it wants to do, right, for the most part, has nothing to do with democracy or freedom or whatever. It's to oppress people. It's to exploit people. All in the name of, we do it on behalf of the American people, the American taxpayer. But in fact, they're not. Because why? It never trickled back down to us would benefit us at all. At all. Not at all. Anyway, I'm going to take a break right now. Again, you're listening to WBCA 102.9 FM. You're listening to WBCA 102.9 FM. I'm your host, Larry Higginbottom. Name of the program, From the trenches, baby. And my thought for today is oppression. Oppression, you must have the consent of the people for it to be oppression. Oppression, you must have the consent of the people. That's why they got to do the dirty work. The people does it. The people do the dirty work. They are the ones who do the dirty work by oppression, exploiting, even murdering people. I'll be back. Stay tuned.
The revolution wasn't televised in the 60s. Is it going to be televised in the 90s?
Well, you know, the catchphrase, what that was all about, the revolution will not be televised, that was about the fact that the first change that takes place is in your mind. You have to change your mind before you change the way you live and the way you move. So when we said that the revolution will not be televised, we were saying that, like, that the thing that's going to change people is something that no one will ever be able to capture on film. It'll just be something that you see, and all of a sudden you realize, I'm on the wrong page, or I'm on the right page, but I'm on the wrong note. And I've got to get in sync with everyone else to understand what's happening in this country. Uh-huh. But I think that the black Americans have been the only real diehard Americans here, because we're the only ones who've carried the process through the process, that everyone else has sort of like skipped stages. We're the ones who marched, we're the ones who carried the Bible, we're the ones who carried the flag, we're the ones who tried to go through the courts. And being born American didn't seem to matter, because we were born Americans, but we still had to fight for what we were looking for. And we still had to go through those channels and those processes.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
If you are struggling to afford internet service for your household, there's a new government program that may be able to help. It's called the Affordable Connectivity Program, and it provides up to a $30 monthly discount to qualifying households. Find more information about the program, including if you qualify and how to enroll, at fcc.gov/ACP or call toll-free at 877-384-2575. That's 877-384-2575.
The revolution wasn't televised in the 60s. Is it going to be televised in the 90s?
Well, you know, the catchphrase, what that was all about, the revolution will not be televised, that was about the fact that the first change that takes place is in your mind. You have to change your mind before you change the way you live and the way you move. So when we said that the revolution will not be televised, we were saying that, like, that the thing that's going to change people, it's something that no one will ever be able to capture on film. It'll just be something that you see, and all of a sudden you realize, I'm on the wrong page. Or I'm on the right page, but I'm on the wrong note. And I've got to get in sync with everyone else to understand what's happening in this country. Uh-huh. But I think that the black Americans have been the only real diehard Americans here, because we're the only ones who've carried the process through the process, that everyone else has sort of like skip stages. We're the ones who marched, we're the ones who carried the Bible, we're the ones who carried the flag, we're the ones who tried to go through the courts. And being born American didn't seem to matter, because we were born Americans, but we still had to fight for what we were looking for. And we still had to go through those channels and those processes.
I'm back again. I'm your host, Larry Higginbottom. And you're listening to WBCA 102.9 FM. Again, WBCA 102.9 FM. Then my little chat here is called From the Trenches, Baby. Observation from the Trenches. From the Trenches. Damn, just put something in the atmosphere. A thought for the young people to consider. Oppression. Oppression must have the consent of the people, because the people are the ones who end up doing the oppression and denying folks access. The elite, they put out through mass media, the X person, Y person need to be excluded or oppressed or exploited. but actually everyday people who carry that task out. Reason why I like playing that clip by Gil Scott-Heron. He put a song out in the 70s called The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. As a matter of fact, I bought the album. Me and my friends sit around, listen to it, right? We thought, we said, revolution will not be televised. He meant it'll actually be a physical, violent uprising. But as you can see, he said no. It all starts in the mind. Change starts in the mind. Let you know that no, I'm on the wrong page. I'm on the wrong note. I'm doing the wrong thing. I'm involved in activities that are not productive. And he also said that being born Black American didn't seem to matter. We still had to fight for everything that we've got in this country, which is true. So think about it. For 161 years since Lincoln signed Emancipation, we have been pushing back and fighting to be treated as a citizen. 161 years. So I think those words that he shared, his wisdom, you know, although he's no longer with us, are appropriate today. After 161 years, I'm telling my group, especially the young folks who's about to take our place on the center stage, Gen X, Gen Z, and millennials, after 161 years, I would take white America at face value. I would stop pushing. I'd stop fighting. I would devote my time to acquiring essential high income skills. I would pursue city contracts, state contracts, federal contracts, private contracts, things that I could hire myself, hire my people. But I wouldn't put no more energy into fighting for civil rights, voting rights, human rights, racism. Nope. We have did that for 161 years. Everybody's benefited off our labor and our struggle, but us. We still are cast and deemed as what? An outcast. Unworthy. And so I say it's time for you young people who's about to take our place as we step off and you come to the stage. I wouldn't pursue any more energy behind those endeavors. I will lead up for the white community and these folks of color. Let them take up that cross. Let them bear that. Because our community, according to economists, are dead last when it comes to wealth. And this country runs on a certain level of wealth to be comfortable. And our people as a collective have never, ever possessed wealth to be comfortable in America since we got here. And so I would say to you, I would change direction and allow the white community, let them work on eradicating racism, colorism, sexism. Let them do that. It's their country. They own all the wealth and all the resources. That is true. They ain't being facetious, not being defeatist, not being negative. It is what it is. You know, they own all the wealth, all the resources, and got all the guns. So let them spend their time working on those social issues. I spend my time on trying to acquire essential high-income skills so I can be comfortable in this great country of ours, make sure that my kids and I can live life on our terms with very, 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 very few members of ADOS have ever done have life on their term, and make sure that I can bring as many folks as I can with me by securing contracts through the city, state, federal government, private, etc. But I wouldn't put not another lick of my energy in the fight against whiteness. Nope, I'd put that cross down. We've done a great job in this last 161 years of civilizing them, of the brutality. You know, we're not being brutalized. We were, because why, we ain't going for that no more. But I wouldn't put no more time into that. I really changed my strategy. If I was Gen X, Gen Z, or millennial, I'd change my strategy. I would be strictly about acquiring essential skills. I would start to instill in my house with my children these kind of characteristics. Number one, nowhere would I go about denigrating myself. The N-word would totally be off limit. the N-word, the B-word, the A-word, all those adjectives that are so frequently in the airways today by entertainers, so-called entertainers, right, would be totally off-limit in my household. And I would tell my kids, when you're out in the playground or wherever you are, we had other groups, you know, be the Caribbeans, Africans, or Dominican, anybody. They use the N-word, you got to put them in check. No, no, no. It ain't cool no more. That's not who we are. And I would also check, referring to our women as B's and H's. Nope, 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 nope. We ain't going no more. We're not doing no more. Another thing I also would do, I would not patronize any so-called entertainer who to get his joke across or to put out his lyric in his song, have to denigrate us by using the H word, B word, N word. Nope, nope, nope. You can't get our money. Nope, you can't get our money no more. And I guarantee you, young people, if you do that there, right, across the board, consistently, within one generation, you see what a total different trajectory of our people. A total different trajectory. Because why? You manifest what you say you are. Listen to me now. You will manifest what you say you are. And so I will stop oppressing myself by the language that I use to refer to myself. And so, remember now, oppression, right? For oppression to take place, you must have the consent of the people. The people are the ones who carry out all the dirty work. So for the last 30, 40 years, we've been doing the dirty work, right? By denigrating ourselves, insulting ourselves. So is it any wonder that you got some of our folks, right, who's prone to murder each other, who prone to be combative, because your lyrics and your music sell that nonsense. Your music sells it, right? You see the movies that, you know, blacks are producing, always some deviant stuff, some underhanded stuff, some, you know, mafia, black mafia or something like that. Well, what you model is what you get back. You put out that narrative, you get that back. So to the young people, I would totally change, right? What I'm going to expose my kids to in my house. And I guarantee you, if you do that there across the board, you will see a change in our community within one generation. Because why? Young folks aren't going for it anymore. You're not going to promote that anymore. They're not going to promote, you know, their own oppression anymore. And so mass media is the culprit. It puts out this image for you to, you know, relate to digest and carry out. But in the end, you're the one carrying out this here diabolic scheme by oppressing yourself or anybody else. So the word to the wise, as I step off the stage and you come to the mic, understand that he who controls the mic really controls how you think and how you believe. He's trying to control what you think and what you believe. And if you're not read, if you're not informed, you start to believe that what you see on the 6 p.m. news, 11 p.m. news is the gospel. And you will be the person carrying out those oppression and that exploitation because you believe that those folks are unworthy or they are deserving of such treatment. And I'm telling you, as a member of the baby boomers who's about to step off stage and allow you to come to the mic, I would not believe that mess. Matter of fact, I would recommend that you really do not get your information from corporate-owned media. Because those people who are up front, you know, speaking, you know, the anchors, good people, I'm sure they're good people, but they're just reading what's been fed to them. That's all they're doing. I call them, right, teleprompt experts. They are good at reading the teleprompter. They ain't did no research. They don't know why people are doing what they're doing. They don't know why folks, you know, out there are smashing, grabbing. They don't know that. They haven't talked to them. They don't have no idea Why do they do? They don't know why, you know, people are upset or angry. Have not talked to them. That's why I would believe very, very little that I hear from the lady there. I guess she just spoke, Miss Pierre. She's a spokesperson for the Biden administration. Nice lady. I'm sure she's a nice lady, you know. But again, all Miss Pierre's doing is just regurgitating what she's been told to say. That's all she's doing as a spokesperson for the Biden administration. And it's this guy Kirby comes on there, you know, talking about, you know, the foreign policies and conflict in Ukraine and Israel. Again, hey, he's just saying what they told him to say. And it's all to keep you, right, bamboozled and hoodwinked about the truth. And the truth be told, we have no clue what our country is doing. If you really want to be honest with it, we have no clue. I would not bet the ranch with telling me the truth. Because why? We've never had opportunity to hear from the so-called terrorists. You know, everybody's now the terrorists now. The terrorists. This I want to make sure that you should be clear as an American. You live in the most well-protected country in the planet. There's not a country out there have the means to attack America in a full-fledged war. None of them. You can take all the Arab countries combined, all the Arab countries. You know, the Israel swear, you know, if we got rid of them, it'd be a better place. But the truth is that she wasn't there, it'd be a better place, truth be told. You took all those countries that Israel say is a demon or terrorist, you know, Syria, Iraq, Iran, Libya, you name them, you know. None of those countries have the means to hurt America, none of them. Even North Korea. North Korea would be annihilated with the nukes that we have. Annihilated. Take Russia. Right now, we're making a fuss about Ukraine, right? That's on the European continent. And most of them countries are all part of NATO. You mean tell me Britain, France, Germany, Spain, Italy, right? Who also armed to the T. They all armed to the T now. Not to mention all the rest of those NATO forces. You mean tell me they could not come together and supply Ukraine against Russia? Come on now. Even Putin, who has hinted at using nuclear arsenal. Well, all them countries of NATO have what? Nuclear warheads. Russia would be liquefied in a matter of minutes or whatever if NATO unleashed all of its nuclear weapons onto Russia. Come on now. There's no need for Americans to be spending money over there in Ukraine. When it's on the European continent, they should take care of that. But because we have been sold this narrative that we are the leading protector of the world. If America don't lead, the world is in disarray. That's garbage. Garbage. Pure garbage. There was a time when Britain was the number one superpower, was Britain. The world still moved along. The world still went along. The world didn't change. So America's not out front, right? The sun will shine tomorrow. It's all propaganda. And so you got to spend all this money over there when something should be strictly left up to the Europeans. Hey, you mean about 40, 50 of you people in NATO, y'all can't take on Russia, and all y'all got all this here nuclear arms, nuclear weapons? You know, you got weapons for your own protection. You can't help supply Ukraine. Come on now. All propaganda. All propaganda. That's why I say one of the biggest culprits in our demise is mass media. Because its primary purpose is to influence what you and I think and believe. And that's why I come to this conclusion. Oppression must have the consent of the people. Because why? The people are the ones who carry out the dirty work. You're the one they want to convince that this is true. Whereby you would do the dirty work. If you're not well informed, if you're not ready for yourself, then you will gladly carry out the dirty work, not knowing you're being used as we were with Iraq. That's right. America should have been brought up on charges of war crimes for what it did to that country. Anyway, something you think about as I wind down another episode. I'll be back next Wednesday as usual to share my thoughts from the trenches, what I see out here. You might agree with some, you might not. But again, something you think about. But remember now, oppression must have the consent of you, of who? You and me. We're the ones who are going to be doing what? Oppressing people. We're the ones in the banks, the schools. We got the loans, the mortgages. We are the ones who do the dirty work. Joe Regular, Mrs. Regular. So if you're not out here thinking, if you're not well informed, you will be a pawn used to oppress and exploit other people. So the young people, you need to be informed. You need to read for yourself to make sure that what you're reading is correct. Otherwise, you'll find yourself doing some really despicable things because you thought what you're doing was right, when in fact, you're just being played. So don't be played like many of the baby boomers. Why? We didn't read. We just took at face value what we saw on the 6 and 11 p.m. news. Come to find out, we was lied to. And we'll always package it as though I'm doing what's best for the American people. I'm doing what's best for democracy. For freedom. Our way of life. All the pack of lies. Pack of lies. So don't be paid. Don't be played like a chump. You must do your own reading to make sure that you're not out here oppressing people, denying people on a false narrative. So until next week as I wind down, you've been listening to WBCA 102.9 FM. Again, WBCA 102.9 FM. I'm your host, Larry Higginbottom. In the show, From the Trenches, Baby, From the Trenches, Observation from the Trenches. I'm here every Wednesday sharing my thoughts with you, you know, about life. I mean, again, not here to insult or defame anybody, you know. But I wanted just something you to think about. Whereby you can understand, if you get your news entirely from that TV, from corporate-owned media, you are definitely going the wrong way. And a lot going on in the world today. And so if you're not well informed by doing your own reading, your own research, you will be completely misled. And I mean, a lot of folks get hurt who should not have got hurt because why? You were just misinformed. And don't be a sheep. Be a thinker for yourself. So again, until next Wednesday, be well, and I will see you next Wednesday.
The preceding commentary does not necessarily reflect the views of the staff and management of WBCA or the Boston Neighborhood Network. If you would like to express another opinion, you can address your comments to Boston Neighborhood Network, 3025 Washington Street, Boston, Massachusetts, 02119. To arrange a time for your own commentary, you can call WBCA at 617-708-3215 or email radio@bnnmedia.org.